Republicans on the legislature's Joint Rules Panel have ordered the Department of Natural Resources to change its conservation strategy for the Butler's garter snake so that it's, quote, less burdensome to private property owners. The non-poisonous snake is roughly 15 to 20 inches long with yellow stripes on its body. In areas where the DNR thinks the snake could thrive, it requires landowners to conduct inspections before they build. West Bend Republican Senator Glenn Grothman says it ends up costing people money whether or not the snake is on their land. The senator thinks that's not fair.
It should not be very difficult for the DNR to change the current rules and allow some of these private property owners to do what they want on the land they have been paying taxes on for years.
Grothman says if the DNR doesn't budge, he's prepared to take the snake off the state's endangered species list. But Madison Democratic Assemblyman Spencer Black says Grothman's argument is charged with emotion, not scientific data.
What it really means is the Republicans have put off an unpopular decision until after the election. And this would be an extremely unpopular decision.
Grothman thinks the department should move the snake from areas where it's populous to areas where it's not. But the DNR says there's no scientific evidence that will even help the species. The DNR suggested it might offer tax credits to affected landowners, although that idea would need the backing of the governor and full legislature. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.